This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. I've quoted this a number of times when people get upset about what's going on in the public and they feel like they're hopeless, they can't do anything about it. Remember, the power of the people is much bigger than the people who are in power. Remember that when you think all is lost, nothing is working. Mark Twain also said it's easier to fool people than to convince them that they've been fooled. Which is pretty true when you get right down to it. So how about some good news here? Story of this is from the People Department. David Flucker, F-L-U-U-C-K-E-R, interesting name. He's a dedicated charity shop volunteer. Spends hours and hours and hours every week commuting to and from work. This guy's 100 years old.
Right? Just celebrated his centennial this month.
100 years old, and he drives 4 hours to volunteer. Good God, what's this guy eating? What's he drinking? Where's the fountain of youth?
Right? And he works Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So 3 days a week is when he volunteers, and there's no in-between days where it's like, okay, well, this day, and then he gets a day off. It's two bus rides plus a 20-minute walk.
That's why he's in good shape.
There's also a 20-minute walk involved in this. Exactly.
Yeah, that's why he's in good shape. Yeah.
He volunteers at the gift shop of a hospice place, and his job is to all the donations that come in of toys and everything. Mm-hmm. He goes through it all, jigsaw puzzles, make sure that everything is good and up to standards to be in that gift shop. And the reason he even became involved with this place was because he was there. He had been diagnosed with cancer and actually spent 2 weeks here at this place, and then he overcame everything, and he just had so much gratitude for the staff that he wanted to volunteer.
Good for him. God, love the guy. 100 years. So, okay, there's hope for all of us, then. If you have that attitude and you can overcome things like cancer and live to be 100 and still be as active as that, there is hope for us all. Just look at it that way. Other people in the news today, John Hinckley, who has been let out of his incarcerated state to a point. Remember him, the guy who tried to kill Ronald Reagan back in 1981? He says he's feeling remorseful for what he did and asking for forgiveness. Forgiveness from whom? The Reagan family? The American people? His mother and father, I suppose any number of long listing, he struggles to recall what happened when he did what he did. He didn't just shoot at Reagan. He shot James Brady, the press secretary, and he was never, his life was ruined.
Never the same.
From that point on, one of the Secret Service agents got shot. One of the police there got shot. And, you know, it was pretty close. It was a close call for Reagan, for sure. And so he says he's glad he failed in his attempt. Oh, okay, good for you. He says mental illness was behind the act. Yeah, I always have claimed anybody who does anything like that is by definition insane. Anybody who kills another person, who dramatically takes another person's life, is by extraordinarily easy definitions, any number of definitions, you're insane. You're out of your mind. So anyway, what's he like today? He's been scrutinized by a lot of people, certainly in the mental health system. He says he'd like forgiveness, Jay, from all of the folks that he hurt.
He hurt Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster.
He was obsessed with her. That's why this whole assassination attempt even happened.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he was trying to get her attention.
What do you think Jodie Foster thinks about it? Has she ever been interviewed or quoted? Anybody ever asked her? Because she didn't play a role, but yet she did play a role.
Other than the fact that she was who he was fascinated by and trying to get his attention, that's a difficult, I don't know what that answer would
be. He's going to do an album? Of songs?
Oh, he has like a YouTube channel, and while he was still under care, because after he was released from psychiatric care and the mental facility, he was under his mom's care, and then he was, I think, on house arrest after she passed, and everything has completely been lifted for him. But he had taken to music, and apparently he was supposed to have, he's going to have a 14-track album coming soon, and he was supposed to do some performance in Brooklyn, but they canceled on him, the venue did, because they were being flooded with threats of people who were against him being there.
Yeah, right. He had to sing The Long and Winding Road. That would be an appropriate song for him. Here's another person in the news, Ghislaine. I never pronounced her name right. Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend and enabler.
I feel like she doesn't deserve the respect of having her name pronounced properly.
G. Maxwell, we'll call her G, like G. Callen on NCIS Los Angeles. She can be G. Maxwell. Sentenced to 20 years in,
20 years in federal prison.
Good for her.
Yeah. Apparently, prosecutors wanted Ghislaine to receive 30 to 55 years in prison.
Yeah.
And apparently, there was Maxwell's attorneys were requesting four and a half to a little over 5 years, which, come on, let's get real. But apparently the guidelines called for about 15 and a half to 19 and a half years in prison. So Judge Allison Nathan went just slightly above the top of what that was going for 20 years. Also saying that she didn't apologize. She isn't accepting any responsibility for what she did.
Yeah.
And Maxwell even...
He's a trash.
Yeah, while she was there, she said, "I'm sorry for the pain you've experienced. I hope my conviction brings you closure," to the victims who were present. And that's one of those things of it. It's not, "I'm sorry for what I did." It's, "I'm sorry...
Yeah, I got caught.
You had pain." Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I got caught.
That's what it is. Apparently, there was some narrative that she was having too of she's because Epstein's not here anymore, so she's receiving some of it. And the judge was very clear: no, she is not receiving any of Epstein's sentencing. This is solely for her part. This is her sentencing.
Right, for her, and for her part. You know what went on? Okay, so Beth takes care of Miss Maxwell. In a moment, what's the status of the grandmother? Remember the shooter in the Uvalde school case shot his mother, his grandmother. So what's the story with her? We'll get caught up on that after this.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, "Your best option is St. Jude." Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
I'm firing up the grill for burgers and want to impress the neighbors.
This Cabernet is sure to take your burgers to the next level.
Nice!
Wow, and look at that price.
Well done.
I prefer medium rare. Your neighbors will love it. Love what you find, only at Total Wine & More. With the lowest prices in the DMV. Drink responsibly, B21.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Calling all dinosaur fans, Jurassic World Dominion is here. Head to Walmart now for exclusive finds you can really sink your claws into before the movie stomps into theaters. Score battling dinosaur toys, clothes, bedding, collectibles, and much more from top brands like Funko, Mattel, and Lego. Get ready to roar. Only at Walmart.
All right, 16 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So it's been a month since this grandmother was shot in the face by her creepy, useless grandson before he went into the school. We all know what he did there.
Monster, yes.
66-year-old. What, do we know even what her name is?
Celia Gonzalez.
That's
she
it. Okay.
She had gotten in a fight, and neighbors actually heard gunshots and then see the monster run out and jump in the car, which they thought was odd because apparently he didn't know how to drive. And then Gonzalez came running out with blood dripping down her face because she was shot in the face. It was awful. So a month later, she is being released, and there's only one remaining hospitalized patient from the shooting, a 10-year-old girl who has been upgraded from critical to good condition.
Mm-hmm. All right, some more shooting news. This one is really going to grab you where it hurts. A 1-year-old has been killed by an 8-year-old playing with a gun in Florida.
It is.
The 8-year-old found his father's gun and used it to kill a one, not on purpose, but still.
Yeah.
What the hell is this guy doing with a couple of kids in a room with a gun sitting on a bed? Oh, my God. This guy should go to jail for the rest of his life.
They're at a motel. It was a guy, his girlfriend, his 8-year-old son, and then her two children, her 2-year-old and her 1-year-old daughter. And the gun was in a holster just hanging in the closet. And when the dad left, the 8-year-old found the gun and was playing with it. It goes off. The bullet hits the 1-year-old and the 2-year-old. The 1-year-old is killed, and the 2-year-old was injured. It looks like that 2-year-old will survive the injury, but awful. Did not need to happen. This is why there is such a need for safety courses, and
can you teach people common sense?
Too. Yeah,
that's part of what it is.
If you can't properly store, it's not the same thing. But if you can't properly store your gun, don't have a gun. And I always hear people again, it's not the same thing. But when you're walking your dog and you see somebody didn't pick up after their dog, and it's like if you can't pick up after your dog, don't have a dog. And it's just if you can't do A, don't do B.
All right. So here's another couple of examples of that. Here's a 3-year-old kid wandering outside alone at a summer camp, and nobody knows. This 3-year-old boy was found alone outside the camp. His mother apparently dropped him off. Who sends somebody to camp who's 3 years old? And you just drop him off. You send your kid to camp at 3?
Well, no. I mean, I won't, but I am a helicopter parent. I am totally overbearing. But, no, a lot of 3-year-olds are 3-year-olds are toilet independent, and a lot of different things like camps or classes where your child is 3 or older and bathroom independent, the parent does not necessarily have to be there. And it was a superhero camp at a museum. She drops him off a little early just so they can get the lay of the land. They weren't quite ready for kids to start coming up, so they're like, well, he can play in the museum until we're ready for him. And she was kind of like, that's odd because the museum is a big place. But she decided to hang around with him a little bit. He got comfortable. She let him go play with some other kids, and then she started talking to some staff members and was kind of just telling them, hey, if he's uncomfortable or you see anything wrong, please don't hesitate to call me. I'm available to come back and get him immediately. Mm-hmm. It's not an issue. And just kind of making sure that there are people looking out for her.
So they didn't do anything.
She goes and runs an errand. Yeah, and she actually just decided to go run an errand because she thought her child was safe at this camp. Yeah. And somehow she's coming back from the errand. She decides to drive past the museum, sees a police officer pulling in, which isn't out of the ordinary for the neighborhood, but at the same time she decided to follow them, and sees a fire truck and a firefighter holding her 3-year-old, and she gets out of the car shaking, like, what happened? Is he okay? And they said that he was seen, over 100 feet away from the parking lot of the museum.
Back to common sense.
Completely by himself. Yeah, they don't know how he got out, if there was an unlocked door that had a push to it that he was easily to get out, or if there was an open door. They're investigating.
Pretty bizarre. Mondo Bizarro time is 21 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, 23 past the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's trending time with social media being the focus. Okay, here's a question that I would like to have our listeners answer. I know that you don't want to choke things up with too many comments from socials, but as we were just talking about the baby that was wandering around, the three-year-old, I was thinking about other things that have been reported this year in various places around the country, leaving children alone in a hot car. So all of these deaths are preventable, no question about it. So I guess the question for us to ponder, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air, is what should people do if they spot a child in a car at this time of year? What do you do? Do you call the police right away? Do you break the window of the car?
All of the above. Yeah, okay, you check in, you peer in to see if the kid is even responsive. Call around, like not calling with your phone, shouting out to see if you can find the person who is there. If there's nobody near, call the police immediately and then use what you need to use to break that window and get that child out of the car. And here's the thing. Parents and guardians or whoever has the child at the time do not mean for this to happen. It absolutely does not mean for this to happen. There are people who
it's out of their
routine and they forget the child's in the car. It's out of their routine. They're doing something like, say it's always the one parent that takes the child to school or to daycare or something before they go to work, and that morning it's the other parent and they're just behind schedule and they get into their car and they're not even thinking like, oh, the child's in the car with me. The child's being quiet or falls asleep. They just immediately drive to work, park the car, and go inside. Or it's a newborn, and the parents are sleep-deprived and completely lapse judgment. There are people who think that, oh, I'm just leaving the...
There's
people who think I'm only leaving them in the car because I'm going to run inside the house because I forgot my keys, and it's going to be less than 10 seconds, and then they get sidetracked and start doing other things. There is a situation where a five-year-old was left in the car because the mom went inside with the daughter to do birthday. They were having a birthday party, and they were doing the, not invitations, I'm sorry, the decorations, that's the word, and they were in a different vehicle, and she thought the five-year-old, who normally can get out of the car by themselves, didn't realize, couldn't undo the seatbelt, and got stuck in there. She didn't realize that he never came in behind her. And it's just, it's the same as, don't leave the baby in the bathtub. If you have to go run out and grab
something, that's what parenting is about.
You never realize when you're going to get sidetracked. How many times even people without kids have gone into a room to do something else, and they get sidetracked with other things? And then they're like, wait, what was I just doing?
Yeah, you're frustrating
me.
Yeah, well, it shouldn't. If you're a parent, that's your job. And so you find no home with me. And I get what you're saying, but it's no. Uh-uh. You're not convincing. I get what you're saying and the excuses.
I'm not justifying it by any means. Don't get
me wrong. I know
you
aren't. Yeah. Okay. So comments from social media. How do you avoid hostile posters? Not posters, pictures of posters, but people who post on social media. It's interesting comments here. What do you have from our listeners, at least some of them, on avoiding people who are a-holes on social media?
Yeah, it's really become a hostile place. John Knotts says, unfollow or scroll past. I don't like to unfriend people because what if there's a reason to want to reach out somewhere down the line, down the road? Mm-hmm. Richard Trimmel says, I'm choosy who I accept or try to friend. If a problem arises, I block them or unfollow them. I only post to friends. Michael Durr says, I do not believe it's smart to unfollow hostile posters or have algorithms that control what we see, just as I believe it's unwise to live in a bubble, watch one news source, never experience another culture, etc. When did people become unable or unwilling to determine things on their own? Do we really need an algorithm to tell us what is what?
Some people do. Yeah, some people
do. Yeah, algorithm seems like an assault on freedom of speech.
Yeah,
I don't like the algorithms because I don't like a computer telling me that I would rather see this post versus something else. I will decide what I want to see.
28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wisconsin's Democrat Attorney General filed a lawsuit Tuesday challenging the state's 173-year-old abortion ban, arguing that statutes passed in the 1980s supersede the ban, and it's so old that modern generations never consented to it. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call.
There are a series of laws that were passed subsequent to Roe that provide regulation for lawful abortions in Wisconsin. Those statutes are directly inconsistent with Wisconsin's Wisconsin's 19th century abortion ban. It can't be both legal and illegal to provide an abortion to protect the health of a mother.
Citing Article 6 of the UN Charter, Ukraine's President Zelensky said Tuesday Russia should be expelled from the United Nations, and he called for an international tribunal to investigate the actions of Russian occupiers on Ukrainian soil. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wisconsin pro-abortion governor and attorney general are suing the state after the abortion issue reverted back to an 1849 law. Former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy weighs in on Fox News.
Yes, so Governor Evers, who's a pro-abortion activist, as is the attorney general, they're going to file suit in Dane County, Wisconsin. So Dane County is the most liberal county in the state. They'll find a sympathetic judge. They'll be successful in that local Dane County court, but this will then be appealed. It'll go to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and they'll make a decision. But here's what's interesting, that this law was passed in 1849, banning abortion and criminalizing the abortionist, but not the mom. Democrats are now saying, well, that's an old law and it should be off the books. What's interesting about politics is that if you don't like a law, every legislature has the right to repeal previous laws that were passed by prior legislators. So they actually can advocate that it gets repealed, but as long as it doesn't get repealed, it's still good law. There's a Republican Assembly and Senate in Wisconsin. By the way, the politics look so good in Wisconsin that actually it might be a veto-proof majority, even if Tony Evers was to win re-election.
On Tuesday, Representative Sean Kasten beat out fellow Representative Maureen Newman in the Democrat primary for Illinois' Chicago Area 6th District. A handful of states held primary elections on Tuesday. This as November's midterm elections early voting is just over 2 months away. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The hour now. We are fighting truth decay on every front, Jay. I'm Doug, she's Jay, and you are here to enjoy our ideal presentation of what's going on in life. If I do say so,
I like
life.
It.
Right. Ideal. What's your ideal? Are you living your ideal life, by the way? Think about how you live your life. This is a question for everybody, but Jay,
you
can answer.
It'd
be cool. Yeah.
I feel like I am. I'm very happy. I love my family. I have wonderful people in my life. I am very comfortable with myself. I feel like that's something that a lot of people don't get until a certain age.
Yep, correct. Yes, they do. You're right about that. I'm not comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah.
If you will. That's I'm very unsatisfied.
Comfortable with your own mind. Comfortable with your thoughts.
Yep. And then there are people who say, well, be careful what you wish for. It isn't so much that you wish for it. It's how you act. It's how you live. It's not what you wish. Although maybe, you know, the expression of worry is a prayer for something you don't want. And so if you think about what you do want, or you're happy with what you have, Or, you know, you may be, you don't want to be stagnant no matter what. It's very powerful to think ahead, but not too fast. You know, I think sometimes people think too much about, worry about the future. They
what's
accelerate
next?
Aging.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And you forget to enjoy what's actually happening. Same question to you, Doug. Do you feel like you're living your ideal life?
I have about as good a life as anybody could possibly imagine. I'm thankful for every moment that I have. Do I think every moment is wonderful? No. Making the best of things. I have been told over the years that I was like the ever-ready bunny, or whatever analogy there is to somebody gets knocked down, they pick themselves up again and they just keep moving. I'm not easily deterred, and I think that that's good. It helps with my attitude. And I think that the things that I've been either offered to do by a power that is greater, see, I'm a great believer in God and the power that is greater than we are, and acknowledging it. I thank God every moment. The idea of going to bed and recounting what you've done during the day, I'm usually asleep within about 13 seconds after I hit the pillow. But I always have good, when I go to sleep, I start thinking and thanking God for the events of the day. And I think that's what keeps me tuned up, if you will. I'm a consumer of information. I'm a consumer of life. I think you have to be that way, but everybody isn't that way because everybody's different. And one who believes in astrology, as I do, knowing that not everybody is going to be the same. Not everyone needs to be like you. I think I said something yesterday. A fellow that I work for that I had great admiration for used to say to me that the secret to success is that everybody should be a Republican and everybody should be a Catholic. Well, you know what? It doesn't quite work that way, but it did for, that was how to make the world perfect in his mind. That's what he did. That was his ideal life until he found out that some of his closest friends, the priests in Boston, were up to their ears in the pedophile scandal, and that really destroyed that man's life. He so believed in them and their message when he found out that four or five of the priests that he had been friends with, a lot of these people were people he grew up with in East Boston, who became priests. And then what happened destroyed, really did. And he found out his wife was having an affair. And that, between the two things, destroyed his life. Yeah, and he ruined his business. His kids sued him because he ruined their inheritance, and the guy died miserable. He was miserable. So how did we get? Just think about it. Wait a minute. Let's fix this conversation. All right, well, while we're down the miserable pew, I guess we ought to spend a little bit more time talking about abortion, the abortion ruling. I thought it was interesting that the Supreme Court ruling hasn't really affected the military services. You know, it doesn't stop the military from getting an abortion if they want one. The people at the Pentagon say it's consistent with federal law to allow the Defense Department and people who work in the military to have access to an abortion if they want one. So that'll be interesting as to how that gets dealt with, or if it gets dealt with at all. But it's an interesting sort of a cog in the wheel of the discussion. Also, a federal court yesterday allowed Tennessee to ban abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy, but a judge in Texas blocked that same reality. As a matter of fact, he blocked all statewide abortion, the ban. Texas can't go ahead with the ban they were trying to. And this is going to be fought in the courts for years and years and years. Like, we don't have something better. And people say, well, there's nothing more important than life. So I'm going to go back to the same question. And every time we talk about this, I'm going to ask this question of those of you who think, as I do, that abortion is wrong. But then the next question is, let's bring the baby to term, and then you tell me what we're going to do to make sure that the babies that are born are taken care of. How, especially if they have mental incapacities or physical incapacities, and let's face it, nobody wants those children. So then what do you do with those children? You better come up with an answer, otherwise you're a damned hypocrite.
And let's not forget about the mothers who are birthing these children, who were forced to carry the baby and go into labor. That is a physical trauma to the body, especially if it was a C-section. Any kind of labor is a physical trauma. That's a big thing. C-section, good grief. Maternity leave is not guaranteed in our country. There are so many women who are going back to work because if they don't work, they don't get paid, and they're being forced back to work before they are physically ready, before they are mentally ready. Hormones are running wild and take many, many, many months to regulate. We all have heard of postpartum depression. If you have a baby and you adopt that child out, it doesn't mean that that woman's not going to get postpartum depression.
No, not at all. So clinics in states where it's legal, Massachusetts, where I am, has made a big deal, a huge deal, as a matter of fact, about making sure that whatever women's rights are codified. The governor, who's a Republican, has said we will make whatever arrangements are necessary to make sure your right to choose is protected. Meanwhile, the Secretary of Health and Education, Health and Human Services, says that they will ensure women have access to abortion pills. Well, they can say that, but the reality is there aren't enough to go around, and so CVS and the other big drug companies are saying, hey, you want this stuff, you get three, that's it.
Because there aren't enough to go around. Plan B stops a pregnancy from even happening versus the abortion pill, which causes the abortion.
All right. Well, they're probably both going to be in short supply, wouldn't you think, under the circumstances? People would be stocking up. It's kind of like
The abortion pill will come from the doctor. It's a prescribed.
Yeah. Ah, okay. I didn't know. Well, see, I'm not... I don't have anybody in my family who's expecting. although I would imagine that my son and my daughter-in-law, parents of Jasper, will probably have another child at some point in time.
But I think that's something valid to bring up, because a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know that Plan B is not an abortion pill, that it's a follow-up to the contraception that didn't work, and where the abortion pill is a prescription-based pill.
Mm-hmm. All right, other big items that we probably ought to spend some time talking about. We haven't really, over the last couple of days, had much to say about we talked about the blow-up in the big mall in Ukraine. There are other things that are brewing, and we'll talk about them right after this.
Now, you know, when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You've got to make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. There you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today. Prices and participation may vary.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
I was chuckling, but not about that commercial. Okay, 45 past the hour, 15 before the new hour. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, with a focus on things going on in and around Ukraine. For example, Turkey has now suddenly dropped its opposition to the membership in NATO for Sweden and Finland. So now they'll be able to get in. There's a big, I think, isn't Biden in Madrid today? Isn't he in Europe going through a bunch of these NATO meetings?
Yeah, this is his big tour. Or is it now, or is it in...
I think it's now. I don't know. I thought it was now. Anyway, I don't follow Biden that closely, other than what he has to... I feel sorry for the guy, frankly. He's a, you know, he's clever. He's a nice older man in many respects. Has he always done everything right? No. Is he a good leader? No. Is he a bad man? No, I don't think he's a bad man. I just think he's in over his head, frankly. And so are most of the people that get that job. They don't quite know what to do because it's too big a job for one person. I maintain that we should have two presidents, an administrative president and an ambassadorial president, if you will. At any rate, so that's good for the Turks. It's good for NATO. It's good for Norway and, Finland and Sweden. So, good. One of the things, to go back to women and what's going on with the, you know, there are so many women that have been attacked and raped by the Russian soldiers. We're talking about thousands of women who have been abused. And now they're rearing their heads wanting justice. Not too sure how some of the Russian soldiers have been captured. Some of them are in jail. Some of them have been identified by the women, Ukrainian women, as having abused them. So what do you do? This is not necessarily a war crime, but yet it is a war crime.
Yeah, it's both. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, and it's the only people who are going to be tried and possibly brought to justice is anybody who gets caught in Ukraine, because Kremlin still maintains that they haven't harmed any civilians.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Californians, here we go, with the most liberal, crazy state in the country. I am sometimes happy to tell you that I'm a part-time Californian, and other times I think to myself, what in God's name is in the water that these people drink? So now the state of California this is a time for Jennifer to be here. The state of California, 23 million people live in California. Last year was 24, so that tells you something. They're going to receive checks of over $1,000 from the state. This is a state that says that they're $50 billion in the hole. There's a budget deficit, but yet they're going to find $1,000 to give everybody money to pay for gasoline and food. Huh? Huh? And these people are all running for office, hello, in November, using your money to buy them votes.
Can't that money better be served to go towards the source of gas stations so that they can lower their costs and then people don't have to pay so much? And like the whole reimbursement thing, you pay and then the government will reimburse you. Yeah. How about you just don't spend my money to begin with?
Exactly. While we're in California, there's a wonderful... the first year I was in California, the mid-90s, I rented a house in Manhattan Beach. Great, and I was right above Shaq. The shore, I think it was. Anyway, he was down. It was interesting to see who was living around there. So there was a smash and grab at a jewelry store. The thieves pulled this off while people were in the store, in the middle of the
daylight.
Yeah. They had ski masks on. Looked like an episode of a bad cop and robber, like The Rookie or something. This is pretty brazen when you go into a place. Downtown Manhattan Beach is beautiful, very interesting town. There's this fine jewelry store, right? And these guys just run in and grab the stuff and leave. How do you do that? How do you have the gall to do it, much as anything else? Okay, 10 before the hour here.
I'll say. second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We have a 53-minute mark here. Time for us to bark and sing at the same time. Can we bark and sing and dance with our dogs all at the same time, Warren? That sort of comes from the same place. Can you chew gum and walk at the same time? Can we dance with our dogs? And I think that's a... I can't dance with my dog because her legs are too short. And your dogs are too small, too. Have you ever danced with... You used to have big dogs. Ever dance with them?
Yeah, but you have to decide right at the beginning who's going to lead. That's the most important thing. You know, one of the first books I wrote was a book called Pet Aerobics. It was an exercise book for...
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Published by Random House. It was very successful.
Great.
Richard Simmons was on. Everyone. Anyway... Yeah. Part of that thing was talking about dancing with your pet as exercise. And at that time, Mrs. Sulzberger, who owned the New York Times, had a little Papillon dog. And she hired me. The only exercise she got, she was in her 80s, the only exercise she got was dancing around. She wanted me to teach her dog to dance with her. So that was one of the most unique positions I've ever been in, teaching a Papillon to dance. And if you know me, I don't dance at all. I'd never dance. So I made sure she was out of the room and taught the dog to dance. But if you were to ask your listeners, Doug, how many people, when a good song comes on the radio and they're home with their dog alone, dance around with their dog? I would bet you 85 to 90% of people do. And it's great exercise and a great way to bond with your pet at the same time.
Absolutely. Good exercise. So we have celebrated this week National Take Your Dog to Work Day, which is annually It's actually right after Father's Day, usually. Your dogs are with you all the time. You're working at home, so they're there. How many people do you think, if you talk to people on your show, The Pet Show, Warren, for those of you who are new to this program, Warren is the host of The Pet Show, which is heard around the country every weekend on a lot of the great stations that carry this program. And so in talking about what goes on with your dog, you take calls from listeners, they ask you questions, and you help them out, and you always give them something like hugs and kisses, which, again, for those who are new to the program, Hugs and Kisses is Warren's proprietary blend of minerals and vitamins that are specifically aimed at cats. There's one kind good for the cat and another one good for your dog. So you can check those out at hugsandkisses.com, as well as the Pet Show at petshow.com. All right, so anyway, taking the dog to work. Is this good for a dog? How do you judge whether this is a good exercise for dogs and their masters or their owners, or if it's the other way around, the dog owns the master?
Well, you know,
whoever.
It's a great question. I was going to talk, in fact, I'm going to talk about it on my show this week. You know, I'd like to see more people focus on the quality of time they spend with their pets more than
yes.
the quantity.
Yeah.
So even if you're out of the house 8 hours a day, when you come home, remember, you worked all day. You might be tired, but your dog's been hanging out all day watching nothing but the Maury show. He's ready to go. So you want to get him out there. You want to get him running. So
the dog's going to need psychological help.
Absolutely.
If he's
no
sitting
doubt
there watching the Maury show all day.
I put more dogs on the couch that watch too much TV, let me tell you. But the thing that's important, Doug, is that if you're going to do that, you can take your dog to work. Make sure it's the type of dog that wants to go with you. Just like there are certain dogs that are more withdrawn and they don't want to be around a lot of people, you should socialize them more. But maybe work is not the place, or maybe it's too active. My dogs, for example, I work out of my house. They love it. But they're not the type of dogs that I would take to the studio with me, because they would chew up everything in the studio. As well behaved
right.
as they are, it's a new
yeah.
location. It's stressful for them. So I think people need to take that into consideration. What type of dog they have, the personality of the dog, before they make that decision. But it's a great idea. I think it encourages people to spend more quality time with their dogs.
Here's a recall of dog food, potential salmonella contamination. People hear me talking about this. I do this as part of the family and food stuff every day with foods that have listeria, salmonella, E. coli in them. And we don't think about it perhaps endangering dogs as well, but it does. This is a bunch of Walmart stores. Why would you buy your dog food in a Walmart anyway?
Well, you know, there's a major company. I think it was Fresh Pet had just had
yeah,
a recall.
That's
and
it. That's the one.
I'm
right.
very familiar with that company. Years ago, they wanted me to work with them. I said no, but the bottom line is that it happens to even the best companies. That's why the foods that I talk about are manufactured in their own plant. They have their own
mm-hmm.
laboratory. They have their own plant. What often happens is there's a plant somewhere in, I don't know, Iowa, and they manufacture 50,
all of them.
60 different times of pet
right.
foods, and so you don't know. That's
so how do you know that? But can you look at the bag? How do you know?
Well, first of all, it should be certified. You know, it's an FDA for dogs. It should be certified in the back pocket. It should be there. Number two is that you make sure you have people to talk to. In other words, when I want to go to the company that my dog or cat is getting their food from, and I want to be able to speak to someone who's knowledgeable, not just get a recording. So
mm-hmm.
really focus on it and then search it. You know, Yelp it and find out what your vet thinks. But sometimes you have to be careful with the vets because they sell their own foods as well.
Yep, that's right, exactly. Beware of that sort of thing. All right, Warren always has great advice. Check out thepetshow.com. Warren Eckstein with Doug and Jay at 59 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com.